Across the Line on OFM is brought to you by Cooper's Environmental Science. It's that time of the year again. With the warmer weather, the flies will make their entrance. So ask for Cooper's fly control products.
For this afternoon's Rugby World Cup, a report of the Springboks will stick to their DNA for Sunday's big Rugby World Cup quarterfinal against France in Paris. The Boks have already tasted defeat in the World Cup with a 13-8 defeat at the hands of Ireland during the pool games. However, it is knockout rugby now and they do have a good record. It was only during the 2003 World Cup in Australia and then during the 2011 tournament in New Zealand where they failed to advance past the semi-finals. The Springboks have been criticised for their more conservative brand of rugby, but they maintain that playing a World Cup is no time for champagne rugby. The Springbok director of rugby, Rassie Erasmus, said while there are teams that play with a lot more flair, they will become more conservative as the tournament progresses.
I've got a feeling as it goes tighter and tighter and further and deeper into this competition, you know, defense, kicking game, scrums, lineouts, more, and obviously one or two brilliant moments will definitely be something that some teams will revert back to. I guess a team like Ireland and New Zealand will always stay that linking, attacking, beautiful style. But I think it will get tighter and more aspirational.
The Springboks will name their team for the quarterfinal at 9 a.m. on Friday morning, and Sunday's game at Stade de France will kick off at 9 p.m. Meanwhile, the three-time world champions, New Zealand, are preparing to tackle the world's top-ranked team, Ireland, in Saturday's quarterfinal that will also be played in Paris. For the first time in their history, the All Blacks will go into a match against the Irish as the underdogs, and this is largely because of their historic 2-1 series defeat to the Six Nations champions in New Zealand last year. The only time the All Blacks failed to reach at least the semi-finals at the World Cup was back in 2007, where they were edged 20-18 by the hosts, France. The All Blacks will also remember that they thrashed the Irish 46-14 during the 2019 quarterfinals in Japan. The All Blacks scrum off Aaron Smith, who made his international debut against Ireland, said that while there is mutual respect between the teams, the gloves will come off on the field.
I think there's a mutual respect there, for sure. Jersey changes, and obviously there's a lot of experience in both groups, guys who have played each other a lot. So I'd say there'd be a little bit of mingling, but I think everyone knows the stakes of what's riding on this game. I know in 2019 there was quite good camaraderie afterwards, connecting, so I wouldn't call it a hatred or anything like that. There's a definite mutual respect to proud nations, so I'd say there'd be respect there, but happiness and pain for how the result goes.
In the other two quarterfinals, Wales will tackle Argentina on Saturday, and then on Sunday, England will be up against Fiji. And there you have it. That's it for your Rugby World Cup report. I'll be back at 5:30 with a full sports bulletin.
Across the Line on OFM was brought to you by Cooper's Environmental Science. It's that time of year again. With the warmer weather, the flies will make their entrance. So ask for Cooper's fly control products.